Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to continue with your phone calls, get into the whole Charlie Sheen international event scandal. We're going to get into the economy, continue taking your phone calls, a bunch of other news. Israel saying they may go ahead and hit Iran. Russia saying don't do that. Secret meetings with Putin and Medvedev and Benjamin Netanyahu. That's all coming up. But, yes, the listener that called in 10 minutes ago said city government mobilizes to swat down signs critical of mayor. He said that the city left up the Infowars.com posters that were put up a few weeks ago, but when posters critical of the mayor went up, they were all taken down. It says, what happens in Syracuse when you paste up a sign about the New World Order? Nothing. It stays there. What happens when you paste up a sign questioning the mayor's performance? It comes down immediately. Even if it takes 10 city workers, the downtown committee, scrapers, glue remover, and paint. And it says 200 signs popped up with bright orange criticizing the mayor as a Doolittle. And they sure removed them. See, we had one contest about showing you your power with the Obama posters. No one in the media would cover it. Now we've got a new contest that closed last week. I'll judge it and announce it Tuesday, 2 days from now. Just of any political poster, but whoever comes up with the most colorful, the most interesting, post them in public legal areas where other commons posters are put up, and then videotapes it and puts it on YouTube, preferably, and sends it to us. Got a lot of great entries. We have them listed up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, about the people realizing they can stand up, they can get involved, that it's so shocking now for an American to exercise their free speech that it gets big attention when you do. Whatever your issue is, just get involved. It's exciting. It's your birthright. It's what will bring down the globalists. They've been able to set up this whole system because we've been standing down. Sherry in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Al-Qaeda, Mom. A question for you. I think we need to use the mainstream media's weapons against them. I think they've become so dependent on advertising money and that we can literally vote with our remote. But what we need to choose to watch is you know, what we need to watch, you know, and just completely boycott everything else so that we make them focus on the real issues, force them to. Using our dollars, you know,
well, that works.
That are becoming more and more worthless. But
well, that works to a certain extent. And spend time with your family. Don't waste your time just watching mindless sports and things they use to control you. And these left-right, you know, paradigm WWF events that they have on the media. But one cluster bomb might cost $1 million. One cruise missile might cost $1 million. One jet may cost $500 million. NBC's owned by a big defense contractor. At a certain point, they don't care if you stop watching. Because the media is just their propaganda arm. I mean, they do care, but we have to also start our own media, not just tune them out, but everybody start your own media. Now, that means putting up posters or starting a neighborhood newsletter or starting a website or starting a radio show. Everybody needs to be heard. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I have, you know, a YouTube account, and I've been, you know, uploading videos about different, you know, things regarding the New World Order. And, you know, my name is Socio Student on there. And, you know, I get a lot of criticism, you know, about the vaccines, you know, exposing Gardasil especially. And, you know, I don't understand the criticism specifically because they've already admitted that it's
killing. Well, that's probably
people.
Paid bloggers. Yeah, they've already admitted it's killing people and maiming them.
Exactly. So it's, and you know, they're trying to turn it now into an illegal immigration issue. I don't know if I agree with that, but
turning,
you know,
what into an illegal alien issue?
Well, there was a recent article about a young immigrant woman who was denied citizenship because she refused to take the shot.
Oh, yeah. Stay there. Let's talk more about Gardasil from a woman's perspective. Straight ahead.
Hello, friends. This is.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall?
Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Everything I do on this radio show, everything I do in my documentary films and the local television show I do and the webcast and everything we produce and the guest we have on is about warning the people about public health threats by the eugenicist population reduction global corporate state. And it's about showing you the power you have to take action and stand up and be heard. That's the true peaceful revolution that I'm trying to energize. And 99% of us stand to lose under this world government. It's more than 99%. It's more like 99.999. Doesn't matter if you're in the military or FBI or a government bureaucrat. You're not the enemy of the people. We're not your enemy. The globalist want to redistribute the wealth, but not from the middle class or the poor. They want to make everybody poor except for a tiny elite and use that as a tool of social control. Now, I want to get into Charlie Sheen being attacked by the mainstream media, but the incredible grassroots support he's gotten. I want to give you kind of a rundown and a boil down of what's happened the last week with that and where we're going in the future. I want to play a clip of Fox News, the O'Reilly factor attacking him. There's three clips of it, three different shows. Hannity's been attacking him. Limbaugh's been attacking him. I don't have time to play all these. They're posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and boil down sections. But we're going to play this one O'Reilly from Friday night coming up in a few minutes after the break, and I want to go over it. Also want to recap and play a clip of CNN and the New York Times trying to say a few thousand people were out at the Tea Party in D.C. when mainstream news in England and Homeland Security is told the British news, we had 2 million people here. And that's what it looks like to me from the camera shots on top buildings. Just every street, road, feeding into the mall, from the mall to the Capitol, jam-packed everywhere. But I wanted to go back to Sherry, Melanie, Victoria, Zach, and others. Sherry called in during the last little short segment that some stations don't carry. She was bringing up how she has a YouTube channel and speaks out against the Gardasil shot, and she gets attacked on there by some people. And she says, why is that when they admit mainstream news? In fact, we can Google it right now, Gardasil deaths. Let's just do that in a few minutes. Show it to people. That Gardasil is causing people to die and become paralyzed. Go ahead and make your point on the Gardasil human papillomavirus injections.
Well, apparently they included it in a list of vaccinations required for immigrants seeking to become U.S. citizens. And there was a 17-year-old girl in Colchester, England, who was trying to move to the United States. And she is accusing the government of blackmailing immigrant girls and women by forcing them to receive a vaccine with known adverse effects and questionable long-term efficacy. All women between the ages of 11 to 26 must receive the vaccine as part of a mandatory immigration health exam.
Yeah, and that's also happening in the U.S., and Perry tried to say it was the law, the governor of Texas. All Perry really did was say, I'm putting on the list of recommended shots to attend school, but that's a recommendation. They have a waiver form. In the trials 3 years ago, it was admitted people were dying and having autoimmune responses and becoming paralyzed, and in England, when they forcibly inject your daughters and they die or become paralyzed, they threaten to arrest you. This was in the Times of London. I had a member of parliament on Thursday about this, if you were listening, threatening you not to speak out when it kills your daughter or maims them.
Oh, yeah. And not only that, but it really reeks of Kissinger and Rumsfeld put together. It really does. Because, with Kissinger's NSSM 200?
Yes, that was National Security Memorandum 200 to sterilize half the planet at least.
Exactly. I mean, it really reeks of that.
And they say in the White House science czar's own government textbook, sterilize people through vaccines and water.
Exactly. And so, you know, I mean, it's kind of like a mass murderer writing his crimes down in a journal, and then you find the journal and find the bodies, and you're like, oh, well, I have no idea who's doing that.
And the Gardasil has been, it's only 3 years in, but it's being linked now to serious fertility problems. Appreciate your call.
Oh, yeah.
God bless you. Let's talk to Melanie in Arkansas. Melanie, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First, I would like to thank your wife for the love and support she gives you.
Well, thank you.
So you can do what you do.
Thank you.
Secondly, I'd like to say that when I got up 5 a.m, first thing I did was give a donation to wearechange.org for their money run for the first responders. When I checked last night, they only had a little over $1,000.
Well, they're trying hard, and there's a lot of different branches out there, but we appreciate your call, ma'am. Your phone is really bad. Try to call us back someday when your phone's not cutting out. Thank you. Good to hear from you, though, Melanie in Arkansas. God bless you. Victoria in Virginia. Victoria, you're on the air.
Oh, I just wanted to say about the mainstream media that mainstream media suck, and they are no more than monopoly puppets that push the right-left bipartisan paradigm of divide and conquer lies, and those lies are catching up with them and coming back to bite them soon. Thanks to you and other freedom fighters, the people are just tired of choosing between evil and lesser evil, and they're waking up and rebelling against the shadow government, tyranny, and control of our government and our country and the world, using war and money to control the people. And thank you for your tireless work on behalf of this country's freedom and on behalf of humanity. Lots of us are praying for you every day for your safety, your mission, and your continued success in real media coverage. So I just want to say thank you and God bless you.
God bless you, ma'am. Wow, well said. Thank you so much. Absolutely. I talked to so many Fox News, CNN producers over the years. They go, oh, we're fans. We know you're right, but you know, this place is basically government run, and but it isn't working anymore. You know, the Republicans are getting all this support now, but as soon as they get in power, they're going to continue the globalist agenda. But it isn't working anymore. The people are waking up to that. So if the Republicans don't immediately start auditing the Fed and abolishing it and getting us out of the wars, it's over for them. And they'll put Democrats back in 2 years, and then we're going to be in a full bore revolution. That's why they want to use the flu or some other crises to try to scare people into going along with the police state. Zach in Pennsylvania, you're on the air, Zach.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you for calling.
It's an honor to speak to you, sir.
Honor to talk to you. What's on your mind?
I'd just like to thank you for your hard work and all the documentaries. You've helped me wake up to the New World Order. I've seen Endgame. I've seen the Obama deception. I've seen Terror Storm. I've seen quite a bit of your documentaries, and I just want to thank you on behalf of the state of Pennsylvania.
Well, I want to thank you for being involved. Look, I got a family here. If I don't have freedom, you're not going to have freedom. It's mutual. It's symbiotic. And so I know everybody likes to thank me, but we ought to start a dittos thing like Rush has or something. Look, I want to thank you for just caring and being involved, sir. I'm only doing my duty. I would be a crazy person to know what I know, to read White House science czar government policy book where they say they're poisoning the water and want to sterilize us and bring in a planetary dictatorship, everything my film Endgame covers. Just all admitted in this. I would be a raving lunatic if I didn't do everything I could to fight this.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
What do you think of the media refusing to admit that there were 2 million people at the Tea Party?
I just read the report from Infowars.com. It's total BS. It's completely fabricated. I mean, I saw the pictures from the rooftops. I saw the YouTube video. There was clearly at least 2 million people there.
Homeland Security says 2 million. The British news isn't just, and the German news, I'm not saying they're perfect either, but they do what old-fashioned media did. They call up the police running the event and say, how many people do you estimate were there? Oh, okay, 1,000, 20,000, 100,000, 1,000,000, 2,000,000. They said 2,000,000. Homeland Security's quoted. It's absolute fact. 2,000,000. The police on the mall, their experts said 2,000,000. They're trained to count crowds. I appreciate your call, sir. We got to go to break. But good to hear from you. Thanks for the support. I mean, look, it's not our opinion. You can read Homeland Security. It says the line of protesters spread across Pennsylvania Avenue for blocks all the way to the Capitol, according to the Washington Homeland Security Emergency Management Agency, upwards of 2 million people marched to U.S. Capitol to protest against Obama's spending. 2 million! Get it straight. Where's the retraction from the New York Times and the Austin American Statesman? Don't hold your breath. That's a long time waiting for a train that won't come.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237. Extension 128, that's 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You found it, ladies and gentlemen, the front lines in the info war. We wage war on corruption. We crash the lies and disinformation. More of your calls coming up. Toll free, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, on this live September 13th Sunday edition. And the globalists don't like it. The New World Order, this private consortium of banks and corporations that are taking over all the governments of the planet and taking over the U.S. and England like we're another third world nation to loot us and rob us, they don't get it. There is no more Mr. Nice Guy. We're done. We're not putting up with their crap anymore. I'm going to go back to your calls, but I wanted to play this short CNN clip as they overtake the reporter telling her, tell the truth, and other shouts. Here it is.
Hill correspondent Lisa Desjardins. We're huge rally there on Capitol Hill. A lot of folks who have been very vocal about not liking the health care proposal that the president has been pitching. So just to forewarn our audience that there just might be some yelling about that kind of statement while we're talking about Congressman Joe Wilson. All right. So, Lisa, you actually have some experience covering Joe Wilson when in South Carolina. He is not new to South Carolina. However, he might be new to the national spotlight. Did this, display this week seem kind of in concert with the Joe Wilson that they know in South Carolina?
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, if you can hear me, this crowd is not just here about health care, but they're here about a lot of issues that they're obviously upset about. Right now they're chanting, please tell the truth. They've been talking a lot to me about what they think CNN should air, and here you hear them chanting. Let's talk about Joe Wilson. I've covered him for a long time, and I'll tell you, he's a man who does care about things like honor, doing the right thing. He's also a man who I've seen display
all right. Now, remember last year at the DNC, we're going to play this clip later when we get into the 9/11 segment, when we come back after the news, I went with a bullhorn in people and chanted 9/11's an inside job. That crowd was smart. If you try to give a long speech yelling at a reporter from behind, it doesn't go out over air. It just sounds like noise. But if you say, tell the truth, or don't tax me, or simple things, it gets across the news. All the armchair quarterbacks told me I should have given a long, eloquent speech on the bullhorn. No, we said 9/11 was an inside job, and Google Infowars.com, and it had a massive effect. But good job of the folks at the Tea Party. But I'll play for the video audience, people watching right now, the time-lapse video from just one major street 2 miles long, leading to the Capitol for the demonstration. And the foreign news reported all the major streets leading to the mall filled up. This is 500,000 people at least that you see congregate right there on your screen as they go to the mall. This is a time lapse from on top of a roof. You can go up to prisonplanet.com and check it out for yourself. How big was the crowd? Time lapse video shows magnitude of the rally. And there it is for you, but that's the title of the story for those that aren't PrisonPlanet.tv members. You just want to go to Prison Planet and watch that video clip for yourselves. How long can the mainstream media get away with this? You know, jogging on the treadmill this morning, I watched Real Time with Bill Maher. That's the name of his stupid HBO show, isn't it? I watch it a lot. I forget the name. And the whole thing was lies. It was, you're a racist if you criticize Obama. And all of his little pet guests would clap and agree. Oh, you're such a genius reading off a teleprompter. And then he would say things, that were just amazing. No, we don't want open borders. We don't want to turn our guns in. We don't like Obama and the foreign banks, along with the Republicans, stealing $23.7 trillion in the last 11 months and growing double the GDP. We don't like all this corruption. And we're sick of it. And that's why. But when you come in, I mean, Bill Maher cold-bloodedly knows that the people that don't like Obama aren't racist. He knows that the majority of white people voted for Obama. He knows that people wanted to be magnanimous and friendly and try to put racial division behind. But Obama was put in power to create racial division. And that's why CNN and MSNBC and all of them get up there and say it is racist to show him as the Joker. It is racist to be against his health care. They even, on Bill Maher was, I wish I would have been taping this, but it was this week, September 11th, live show he did Friday, but I saw it this morning. They showed fake Drudge Report headlines and said they were real, because I know the Bill Maher show enough to know that he does that segment with fake headlines. And the last time I watched it 3 weeks ago, he showed fake, he did a fake Ronald Reagan tape and said it was Ronald Reagan, but just joked enough to where you know it's not real if you're smart, but the average person, he doesn't tell you it's fake. He plays a fake Ronald Reagan tape 3 weeks ago when I watched. Today I watched, and he showed fake Drudge Report headlines making fun of black people. And I check Drudge every day. You are a race-baiting, race-pimp, racial-dividing, divide-and-conquer piece of trash, Bill Maher. And every show I notice he bashes families and people's kids and people having their kids at public events and keep your kids at home and don't have babies. He's another eugenicist. He's another elitist piece of trash. And see, folks, when George Bush is in power, tripling the size of government, butchering the Bill of Rights, launching wars, lying about WMDs, we expose him. And when his daddy had a eugenicist who co-wrote this book, Paul Ehrlich, with John P. Holder into the White House science czar, we criticized him. We criticized both parties because they're both on the same payroll. It is that simple. Figure it out. The minute you figure, and I know most of you already know this, but for new listeners, the minute you get outside the left-right paradigm, the minute you figure out both parties are control and they fight over petty issues and the party out of power will criticize what's bad that's happening, but as soon as they get in power, they change their tune. Just like Obama said, he was going to end the war immediately. Then he said 18 months, then 2 years, then now never. He said he wouldn't hire any lobbyists. He's hired more lobbyists than Bush ever did. He said he would get rid of the Patriot Act and warrantless wiretapping against the American people. He expanded it. And the list goes on and on. Indefinite detention, secret arrest, secret visits to the White House. All of this, Obama has expanded what Bush did because Obama is a puppet. Now, when Obama was built up as this messianic savior who was going to save the world, and they called him president of the world and Superman, and the one, I had to come out and make the Obama deception and point out he was a very dangerous puppet, because if we would have allowed him as a people to become this Hitler, Maoist, Stalin-like Julius Caesar, if we would have allowed that, he could have been very dangerous. Right now, he has the lowest approval rating in every Rasmussen, Gallup, you name it, between 45 and 40, depending on the poll. But every one of those numbers, any way you cut it, dice it, slice it, the lowest approval rating of any president in the 100 years of scientific polling. If you don't believe me, just Google the term. Obama has the lowest approval rating of any president at this point in the presidency of anyone ever. And I'm telling you, he will stage a terror attack. And I'm not the only one saying that. I've heard Glenn Beck even say, oh, he may stage something. Michael Savage has said he'll stage a terror attack, Reichstag event. Limbaugh said he'll use a crisis. And to hear Glenn Beck and Limbaugh and Savage talking about the New World Order, admitting a lot of it's real now, and getting top ratings is a good thing. But I guarantee you, when Republicans get control of the House in a year and a half, you are not going to hear this out of them anymore, and I want you to hold them accountable at that time. Because all I want is a free country for my children. I want this corporate takeover to end. I mean, go back. We played the clips of Glenn Beck. He was for the banker bailout bill. He was for the Patriot Act. That's why I'm against these guys. But as long as they're telling the truth somewhat, that's why they're being demonized by Media Matters. We'll be right back after the news. Stay with us.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we got about 27 minutes left in this worldwide transmission. Anthony, Ruth, Amber, Robert, Dan, Evelyn, Thomas, Dan, I want to get to you, at least those 8 or 9 calls we have on the board. But I've got some 9/11 truth news I want to hit. Charlie Sheen, about a month and a half ago, and I'm going to have him back on this week, and we'll cover more of why we did this, the way we did it, and some other big announcements. Either Tuesday or Wednesday he's going to be on with us. We're not sure which day we want to do it yet. He's challenged Bill O'Reilly. He's challenged John McCain's daughter that attacked him on The View to a debate on live TV. We're seeing how that's going. He's been in contact with the White House about having a meeting with them, with 9/11 survivors, including first responders that are questioning the official story. 6 of the 10 9/11 commission members, that's 60%, say the official story was a fraud, a cover-up, a lie. There should be a criminal investigation, not just a congressional investigation. That's why Charlie wrote his letter to the president. That's why I went public in a video interview, a taped interview, and 2 live interviews on my weekday radio show last week. And all those interviews and video interviews are up in the 20 Minutes with the President section, the big banner at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll lead you to all of that. And there were quite a few even positive stories in the news, including one in the first or second. They debate which one's the biggest paper in the UK. The UK paper, The Telegraph, actually published his 20 bullet points and said, what do you think of what Charlie Sheen has to say? And they've written 6 articles I know of Two of them were fair and balanced. The other four were hit pieces. This was the most balanced. Charlie Sheen urges Barack Obama to reopen 9/11 investigation in video message. And then it goes through his points. The 9/11 Commission, 6 of the 10, said there was a cover-up, should be a criminal investigation. They linked to the Washington Post that Charlie linked to. That's exactly what Charlie intended. And then Charlie Sheen's video message you see there on the screen, that one's over 420,000 views right now, and there's thousands of versions of it people have grabbed, clearly several million views, number one video on YouTube right now. I shot the video at his home with him. And that debuted Thursday and became the most viral video on the Internet by Friday evening and is still one of the most viral videos out there. So I challenge people to go over all of these articles and the different pieces that have been covered. He also linked to 20 Minutes with the President. But I commend the author of this particular story in London's paper that is also published in every major city of the U.K. This is the big paper in the U.K. It's again, they argue the first or second between it and the Guardian, London Telegraph, with a fair story. You just can't beat that. But I wanted to show you the power of 9/11 truth. This is MSNBC. They attack me. They attack me with a knife. It's on video. Cut the cord of my bullhorn. Punch me in the stomach. We had guys show up 15 minutes later, Luke Radowski and others, with other bullhorns. Took it over again for 2 hours. Here's a clip live from MSNBC when that happened.
Of course, here we are on the second night of the Democratic National Convention out here in Denver. We've got some demonstrators out here. This is a free country, as you can tell. They've got bullhorns and everything. We're going to try to ignore some of the crazier elements and hear from the people that are here to cover the convention and are paying attention to it. Right now, we've got Jennifer Palmiere, former Edwards and John Edwards advisor, and one of the most powerful men in California, Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
How are you?
Thank you, sir.
We've
spent some time together. I guess it's the old question of carrot or stick. Last night, I never saw so much carrot. The charm of Michelle Obama, she was downright fetching as a family member, as a mother. The children were divine. The father was fatherly. It was father knows best, or rather it was the Huxtables. Also, there was a great sentimental moment with Senator Kennedy, who's now sort of post-political. Tonight, is it time to throw the red meat to this crowd and remind them why they're Democrats, Mayor?
I think it's time for us to remind
them. Okay. It goes on for 2 hours. And then Keith Olbermann came up, said, please stop. He sent his producer out. Olbermann had just exposed that Cheney wanted to blow up U.S. ships and blame it on Iran. So I said, I'm tired. We've been here 2 hours. I've been beat up several times. It's in the extras of the Obama deception, actually, all the raw video of that. And so we left. But the point is, that's the power of going out to these live events. We're not playing Mr. Nice Guy anymore with the New World Order and these corporate whores. It's over. Now, here's a hit piece from Fox News. Here's a hit piece. And they play some clips from my Charlie Sheen video I put out. And Geraldo goes over every trick in the book. It's about peer pressure. Charlie won't believe his eyes. Charlie's hurting the families. Charlie is crazy. Charlie, you know, decades ago, used drugs. When O'Reilly, you know, with the women, has his own issues. But the point is, both of them do. But the point is that it's all peer pressure saying we're crazy. When a New York Times poll showed 84% don't believe the official story, a CNN poll 83%, the media always uses a Scripps-Howard News Service 36% believing it's a total inside job. Folks, it's much higher than that. You can just Google 84% believe 9/11 cover-up. You can see it. But I wanted to play this as a textbook example of a hit piece. This is one of three O'Reilly's done. And it's just absolutely pathetic. But they're being forced to respond. They're not just going to put 9/11 out there as a pretext to take our liberties anymore. We're going to respond and demand a real investigation. They also say Charlie's just making stuff up. Charlie listed that the commission says it's a fraud, 6 of the 10 members. He listed that FBI translators have come out and said bin Laden worked for the U.S. government till 9/11. Charlie brings up all these other key points. Let's go to that clip.
The Friday's with Geraldo segment tonight, we continue our look at the far left vis-a-vis 9/11. Listen to actor Charlie Sheen.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. I come to you today representing the families of the victims of September 11th, as well as millions of my fellow Americans. You, sir, have the power as well as the responsibility to initiate a truly independent congressional investigation into the events of 9/11 as well as its aftermath. We want our country back, Mr. President. We're counting on you, Mr. President. Be on the right side of history.
Here now, Fox News anchor Geraldo Rivera.
Very cruel. Very cruel. Yeah, I don't know Charlie. I know his dad, Martin Sheen. We worked together on the issue of the homeless ladies in the 90s.
Pause. Back it up. Very cruel. When I've had Bill Doyle, head of the biggest 9/11 victims family group, 8 to 10,000 members, his son Joey died, saying the majority of their members and he believes it's a total inside job. They all went to the commission, said the same thing. I can go on and on. The policemen, the firemen I've interviewed about the bombs going off, being told to get back by the government that it was going to blow up. Very cruel. See, you speak for the families, but you can't get them on the show with you. Back to Geraldo.
I'm Fox News anchor Geraldo Rivera.
Very cruel. Very cruel. Yeah, I don't know Charlie. I know his dad, Martin Sheen. We worked together on the issue of the homeless in the 80s and the 90s. Charlie's one of those charming guys like Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, you know Martin Sheen. Well, good. I know him well, and he's in my film Truth Rising. Martin Sheen is saying he believes Building 7 was blown up. So you like name drop there as if Martin isn't on board. More distortions, Geraldo. Back to Geraldo.
Donald holds similar views, who they're almost like they're covered in Teflon. No matter what Charlie does in life, whether it's the drugs or the hookers or whatever, you know, people still like him because he's a charming actor, and Rosie O'Donnell also. And similarly, I believe both of them are being sincere about this. I think that they have swallowed this Kool-Aid where they, in defiance of the facts, in defiance of the historic record,
In defiance of the facts, and despite of the record, despite of what their eyes saw, our eyes saw local news announcing the government's going to blow up Building 7, get back. CBS, NPR New York, BBC, CNN. They admit they blew up Building 7. And we say, well, you say you blew it up on the news. We have the police saying, get back, they're blowing it up. And then you say you didn't blow it up. In defiance of our own eyes. And then he says, well, Rosie's career is over because of 9/11 Truth. I talked to Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell on her website's plugged my film Terror Storm. Rosie was offered multi-million-dollar contract and left The View because she wouldn't be allowed to have free speech. She left The View because she's already made so much money and off the cruise ship deals, everything else she does. I talked to Rosie O'Donnell and Christina Ebersole and others. He lies again and says, oh, look, it hurts your career to talk about this. They use peer pressure. We're going to come back and finish up with a clip and then go right to your calls. But every 5 seconds is a distortion or a lie. And it isn't working anymore, Geraldo. By the way, I took Geraldo's live TV show over. We ought to queue up Alex Jones takes over Geraldo's show. Show people that. That's in my film, Truth Rising. Available on DVD at InfoWars.com on the secure online video bookstore shopping cart. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, it's breaking loose on 6th Avenue. You know, you need a permit to protest or demonstrate here in New York, but this anarchist group came forward. They really are one of the least attractive groups of demonstrators I've ever seen. one of the leaders, I guess. If violence breaks out, don't worry, we can handle it.
All right.
Our Fox News team can.
Yeah, you can Google or YouTube Alex Jones gets arrested in New York and see us take over Geraldo's outside live TV show. Just from bullhorning from outside the gates, they still arrested me, then released me and dropped the charges. But this is finishing up with their hit piece on Charlie, with their disinformation, all lies. Here it is.
Own eyes and witnessing what happened when those planes smashing into the buildings. And I think unintentionally, I am sure, they are hurting the victims' families, the survivors, because they continue to raise this preposterous notion that the United States government would be so hideously manipulative that we would kill almost 3,000 of our own citizens as a pretext to going to war in Afghanistan. It is false on its face. It is extremely insensitive. And if it weren't for the fact that they are sincere but misguided, I really would feel even more emotional about it. But I think it is very, very negative vibe. That it's one of these things like Area 51 with the aliens in New Mexico. No matter how you define it, they still believe.
Do you think she is crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I think
he's crazy.
I think that he has a trick gene or a screw loose. I think that he is an addictive personality, a wonderful actor. And listen,
but he's hurting his career. Look, Rosie O'Donnell's career is nowhere down the drain because of her radicalism. He's hurting his career now. Geraldo, everybody, directly ahead. Where's Bin Laden? How come?
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So there's all the disinfo, all the propaganda. Now I'm going to try to take 7-8 of your calls here. I can give each caller 1 minute. I love hearing from you, but have your point, have your question ready. Let's go to Robert in the United Kingdom on the international lines first. Go ahead, Robert. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
I saw your video about 9/11 a year ago that totally blew my mind. And last night I watched a video about Obama and I didn't sleep the whole night. And I've got a network on Facebook of over 300,000 people. And all I was thinking in my head was, we need to go and use social media to go and spread the stuff that you are doing. Why we still got the opportunity? Because I am damn sure of it that within the next year to 2 years, we're not going to be able to use that and they're going to use it against us. I will beg and encourage every single person. I'd love to ask you for this as well, Alex. If you could put the trailers to your video in a place where we can download them and tag every single friend that you have in those videos so we spread it like wildfire.
Well,
all
sir,
over.
We do have at PrisonPlanet.tv, Fall of the Republic, The Obama Deception, Endgame, all my films' trailers in high quality, and they're all on YouTube as well, so you're absolutely welcome. Are you saying you just now woke up to all of this?
I woke up to this stuff from your videos about a year ago, and you were the only person that I saw that wasn't putting, like, stupid, wild, far-out stuff in there that was, like, the 9/11 stuff was just hardcore facts and documented.
Well, you saw what Geraldo did. He tried to inject the UFO, Area 51, Nevada. He couldn't even get the state right. He said New Mexico, into it. And that's what they do. They have to do that. They have to mix us. Notice all these other shows they have where they mix conspiracy stuff that's provable in with chupacabras and Bigfoot and space aliens, and that's fine. But that's not my show. What I cover can be documented. I appreciate your call, sir. Good to hear from you. I mean, people's interpretation can be different than mine, but the facts are there and have to be looked at. Face the facts, demand the truth. Anthony in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to bring up the No Place for Hate campaign, which is going around in schools across the country right now. It's openly funded by the ADL. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, and they're also training the police, and they've got bills introduced in Congress, the Cyberbullying Act and the Hate Bill. One of them's passed the House, the Hate Bill, where they arrest you for what you say, even if it isn't calling for violence. And if anybody ever acts on violence and they say you were a listener or a reader, if they were a listener or a reader of you, you get arrested. And the Cyberbullying Act says if someone says you hurt their feelings, it's a federal felony. So, yes, they're trying to end the First Amendment.
Yes. And in my high school where the No Place for Hate campaign is, they sent around a form and it pretty much says if you say anything politically incorrect, the police can be called.
Yeah, send me that form. I know about the national campaign that the feds are funding. I appreciate it. Good point. Yes, No Place for Hate campaign. I need to do a show on that. And they're now saying, don't criticize the government or we'll arrest you. There's no law. They're just doing it. They're trying. Folks, they've now recruited the Girl Scouts of America to, quote, make sure their families do what Homeland Security says. That's in AFP's article. And to get ready for terror. And the Boy Scouts are in the New York Times with photos with M16s training to take on, quote, disgruntled veterans and gun owners. And the DHS report we broke and the MIAC report says the number one threat to Homeland Security is veterans and gun owners. The government is rogue and criminal, folks. It's 2 minutes to midnight. What happened to Russia and China and Germany and every other country is now happening here. This is real. Let's talk to Ruth in Florida. Ruth, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Ruth.
I'm really, really glad to be on the side of the truth. I admire you guys for your walking the truth and talking the truth. I think it's wonderful now that they're starting to get caught in all their lies. Mom always said, give them enough rope and they'll hang themselves, so you just keep doing the truth, and we'll keep doing it, too. Those bubbles of truth will rise out of this sea of lies. So,
out of the cesspool. What do you think about them saying a couple thousand people were in D.C., but Homeland Security admits 2 million?
That was a freaking riot. I mean, it's like every time they say something stupid, I figure there's at least a couple million people around this country.
Listen,
like,
the local
going,
Austin.
What a moron.
Exactly, ma'am. I appreciate your call, Ruth. The Chronicle a few years ago, our local weekly rag, said that Sintra of Spain is not owned by Spain. I mean, with a straight face. I mean, these people, I don't know how long they think they can get away with this. I'm sick of it. It's our country. Quit trying to make us your slaves, you carpet-bagging people. Let's go ahead and talk to Amber in Ohio. Amber, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to say that my fiance mentioned something about Geraldo drawing stuff in the sand to inform our enemies. And so if he's a traitor against the United States, then why does he have any credibility still?
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, how does Geraldo have credibility? I mean, I've been on Geraldo's show a few times because I was the last person to interview the D.C. madam and warned her they were going to kill her. But that was a separate issue. He had to have me on because I was the only source. I mean, I don't think Geraldo has any credibility with that Stromboli mustache.
He was just, my fiance was saying that Geraldo drew stuff in the sand to let our enemies know what we were doing. I didn't know if you had any more facts about that.
I don't understand, but thank you. Send me more info, Amber. Dan in Michigan. Dan, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just want to let you know the word is getting out. I know three people that were in D.C., and them not being real good with numbers, they said there was at least a half a million or more there. So, you know, the word is getting out. You have inspired me to go on ahead and start writing my own newsletter. I ship out via email about health, just health, the stuff that you talk about, the stuff I find, you know, other articles on
the
internet.
Good job. Get involved.
The word's getting out, man.
God bless you, sir. Going to jam in another call. By the way, callers, you can continue to call in. Jason Burmis is live for 3 hours. That is on your local AM or FM station, Infowars.com, the audio streams. He's coming up for 3 hours on a host of issues. Real fast, let's talk to Evelyn in Tennessee. Evelyn, go ahead.
Is my audio coming in all right?
Yes. Oh, it's Ian. I'm sorry. I read it wrong. Go ahead. Or Evan.
No,
Evan, go
no
ahead.
Worries,
go fast. We're almost out of time.
I just wanted to speak to the fact that, I mean, with what the mainstream media is doing, exactly what they have all done. There's about 2 million people out there who all have friends and family whenever they get back home, and they're talking about this wonderful experience and liberty that they had, and everybody around them is wondering what they're talking about. That's going to plant the seeds for the future. They're going to help wake some people up here in some time, and that's all I got, brother. You have a great one.
God bless you. Great way to end it. Thomas and Dan, others you can hold for Burma's coming up. Look. That's what we're talking about. Liberty, the spirit of 1776, being infectious, spreading, getting involved. So what if people laugh at you when you first get involved and when you go to city council or county commissioners or the state house to speak, or when you go to a rally, or you put out a neighborhood newsletter, or you speak out, or you call into talk radio? We're the majority. All the polls show it. We're the constitutionalists. We're on the side of right. The establishment's on the side of wrong. Corruption is growing, but as that corruption expands, for every action, there is an equal reaction. And we are that reaction. And realize the power you have. And realize, don't let them divide and conquer us. Whether you're police, military, average citizen, school teacher, doctor, lawyer, radio host, newspaper reporter, stop towing the controlled left and controlled right party line. Break out of it. Shatter the paradigm. Stand up for liberty. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, whatever. Don't let them divide us. Stand up for sovereignty. Stand up against the global New World Order, tyrannical, eugenic state that is being set up. Excellent job, crew. We'll see you at Infowars.com. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.